The notorious stage theory of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, whereby one progresses from denial to rage, through bargaining to depression, and the eventual bliss of acceptance, hasn't so far had much application to my case. In one way, I suppose, I've been in denial for some time, knowingly burning the candle at both ends and finding that it often gives a lovely light. But for precisely that reason, I can't see myself smiting my brow with shock or hear myself whining about how it's all so unfair. I've been taunting the Reaper into taking a free scythe in my direction, and have now succumbed to something so predictable and banal that it bores even me. Rage would be beside the point for the same reason. Instead, I'm badly oppressed by the gnawing sense of waste. I had real plans for my next decade, and felt I'd worked hard enough to earn it. Will I really not live to see my children married, to watch the World Trade Center rise again, to read, if not indeed to write, the obituaries of elderly villains like Henry Kissinger and Joseph Ratzinger? But I understand this sort of non-thinking for what it is: sentimentality and self-pity. Of course, my book hit the bestseller list on the day that I received the grimmest of news bulletins, and for that matter, the last flight I took as a healthy-feeling person to a fine big audience at the Chicago Book Fair was the one that made me a million miler on United Airlines, with a lifetime of free upgrades to look forward to. But irony is my business, and I just can't see any ironies here. Would it be less poignant to get cancer on the day that my memoirs were remaindered as a box office turkey, or that I was bounced from a coach class flight and left on the tarmac? To the dumb question, why me? The cosmos barely bothers to return the reply, why not? The bargaining stage, though. Maybe there's a loophole here. The oncology bargain is that in return for at least the chance of a few more useful years, you agree to submit to chemotherapy and then, if you're lucky with that, to radiation or even surgery. So here's the wager. You stick around for a bit, but in return, we're going to need some things from you. These things may include your taste buds, your ability to concentrate, your ability to digest, and the hair on your head. This certainly appears to be a reasonable trade. Unfortunately,